Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Very good afternoon to you and a warm welcome. Very good afternoon, very good afternoon. Start of a brand new week. And I'm absolutely thrilled to be with you once again. Look, for me, everything women is woman. Yeah, I'm a huge advocate. Oh, there goes my laptop. But anyway, I'm a huge advocate for women really just getting out of their shells and doing great things. And to start off this beautiful Monday, I have a beautiful lady by the name of Charlotte van Staden. And Charlotte is an author. And what I picked up is that she doesn't just write normal books, but also devotionals. I must say, I'm a huge fan of devotionals, specifically because if you are a lazy head, it kind of also helps you pretty much plan out what to focus on that particular day. So Charlotte, good afternoon and welcome to Radio Pulpit.
Good afternoon. Thank you for having me. It is beautiful to be on the show today. Good afternoon to all the listeners as well.
Oh, man. Charlotte, like I said, you are an author of multiple books. So how many books have you written thus far?
Well, by the grace of God, we have published and written 5 books. You know, just God has been awesome on that part. We just give him all the glory for that. And we are believing God for many more to come. So yeah, you know, it's just by grace.
Of all the things you'd choose to do, Charlotte, you thought writing. I always, you know, as a person, I've edited a couple of books before, but I'll tell you now, I always say it's much easier doing that. I just cruise right through it. I do get to read while I go through it, but also I'm like, I'm more concerned about the one writing and the ideas. Wutsi, how do you do it? Like, how 5 books and over how many years have you released those?
You will not believe this. You know, when I met up with my editor, it was in February, and I said to him, I want to launch these books by August. You know, so he says to me, obviously, you're going to launch in August. I need them by June so that I can have July to go through your books.
Mm-hmm.
So over 4 months, I wrote the 5 books, but obviously, the material has been an accumulation over the years. You know,
okay.
I would put things down on my laptop, on my diary, and because I'm a pastor as well, some of my sermons will be on my laptop, you know, so gathering the information into books, it took me 4 months, but the information there, the thoughts there is just remarkable, you know, it's my experience as a minister, my experience as a child of God, but yeah, it's just that.
But tell me, Charlotte, what is your inspiration for writing? Because these focus or these books might be focusing on different things, but generally, what is your inspiration for writing?
As a pastor, you know, kind of like a tender heart for children of God, for the body of Christ, you know. And my theme, seeing how Christians basically forget whatever that they are taught, you know. You preach on a Sunday, you ask them the next Sunday if they remember the sermon.
It's gone.
Majority of the people, it's gone. It's gone. And I'm like, it's amazing. You know, people will be excited in church, shouting amen and hallelujah. But once you are done, once they leave the church, you know, it's like the information is just gone.
Yeah.
It's a handful of people that remember. So my inspiration just came from the local say, listen, the word of God works. I mean, if there's my tagline is just that, the word of God works. But why is it not working for people? Because they forget. So it was more like, let me just put these things down. If they forget, they'll have a referral point when they get home, you know? And yeah, just to say, if it has worked for me, it can work for you. It's just that sometimes we don't know how to apply the word of God as we ought to. So my inspiration behind this was just to help the body of Christ. I know we've got our own Bibles, but how many times do we open those Bibles? Sometimes we open the Bible, but we don't understand it because it's more like we look at it like, it's a history book. Maybe I need somebody in 2025 who can tell me that real life testimony
just
to encourage me. So it was basically just that. It was just that.
Oh, wow. Now, take us through some of the books. There's one particular book that I was like, oh, okay, what is this about? But so leave that one out. Let's talk about the other four. If you can take us just through those four books, the titles, what they focus on, and then we're going to talk about this particular one.
Okay, I wrote In Christ, which is 101 Daily Devotional. I just took scriptures from the Word of God that speaks about who we are in Christ, our position in Christ, our inheritance, and the promises of God from God through Christ Jesus. So it's 101 scriptures of that. It's amazing. I mean, 101 of the same topic in the Bible. So I just broke it down as a daily devotional. I put a verse itself, quote it, and I just have like a guided prayer just to explain the verse, you know. And then what I just make it a complete and a beautiful devotion. I put my own personal post on different topics of my, of life, you know, like forgiveness, like character, prosperity, and all that. So I put 101 personal quotation on that. So like you said, that book is basically for, you know, those that are, have a busy life. I don't want to say they are lazy, but they have a busy life, you know. Just take their book. To take their book and put it in their pocket during their tea time, during their lunch breaks, they will just open the book and just confess their rights, their inheritance, their position in Christ. So it's a daily devotional. Most people think it's the latest book because the cover is pink, but it's not, you know.
Okay.
So it is. And then I wrote Faith Principles. Faith Principles So Far is my best. And it's amazing because of all the five books, Faith Principles was the last book that I wrote. I was literally, you know, when I wrote that book, you know. But I thought that faith was a common subject, a common topic, you know. Everybody was like, ah, faith, we know, we live by faith, so what else can you tell me? But surprisingly enough, it became bestseller, you know, and I believe it is. It will continue being like that because people really love God, and you know, they trust in God, they believe in God, but something just does not come together, you know. They pray, but it just takes time before they see their prayers answered. So faith principle is up that, you know, it's I'm actually encouraged by the scripture in Luke chapter 18 when Jesus says, when the Son of Man comes back on earth, will he still find faith on earth? That was a treat to me to say, if four times in the Bible we are told the judge shall live by faith, then why does Jesus make such a statement, you know? But you see that truly, with the trials, the tribulation, and the challenges that people go through, sometimes they grow weary, they go faint, and they are weak in faith. So faith principles is about that, talking about the guidelines of how to get your faith to work for you, the deterrence of faith, what makes faith to take longer, the different types of faith, you know, how what the Bible means when it says faith cometh by hearing and hearing the word of God. So from the time that you speak something or you pray about something to the time when you receive that which you are praying for. So the book Faith Principles is basically about that. And then obviously with that, I wrote another book called Wisdom Principles. So Wisdom Principles is, I would say, it supports the Faith Principles book, but on the wisdom part is now how to apply the Word of God into your life. And number two, also how to hear from God, to receive wisdom from God. We touch on things like the different types of wisdom that you find in the Bible, the pillars of wisdom, the four types of people that God speaks about in the Bible where wisdom is concerned, what Solomon meant when he asked for the wisdom of God. And we just got various scriptures from the Bible to support that, you know, what wisdom basically is. And then the Occupying the Land, which was the first book that I wrote because it was very strong in my heart at the time, you know. Occupying the Land book is a prophetic and an apostolic on as to how to take over territories and just to take over for the kingdom of God. Not only land as in your physical domain, but also land as in the space of influence. You know, what you need to deal with. You know, when God speaks to Moses, just taking the Israelites to the promised land, but there are going to be giants, seven nations that are stronger and mightier than him, than the Israelites. What's meant? And we break down those spirits, you know, the Jebusite spirit, the Canaanite spirit, what it means. and we can apply this to our day-to-day life today in order to take over land. And basically, all the books have my experiences, so that you can see that, like I said, these things work, and the Word of God works for every area in any particular place in area. Yeah.
Wow. Then, sure. Then there's the last one. There's that one book we did not speak of, and I think I'm even more glad, because I'm speaking to a minister. I saw the title. I was like, sure, I'm curious. What is this about? Blacks Don't Lack. Take us through that book. What inspired it? What is it about?
Look, the title must not intimidate anybody. Because the title for me was more of I wanted something that will rhyme, but also drive a message and speak to somebody. You know, everybody, when they see that book, they like, what is this about? You know, because we know black people lack. And it's exactly that, you know, to say, why are we lacking as black people in South Africa? Actually, not only in South Africa, but throughout. And people will tell you, no, it's because of the curse that Noah spoke over his son. Mm. You know, that is why black people are lacking. And I'm like, fine, let's assume that is so. But what about the spoken word? What about Jesus, who the Bible says we are like him? You know, as he is, so we. What about the fact that Abraham's promises are ours, and we are the seed and the heirs of Abraham, you know? So blacks don't lack, basically, is twofold. Number one, it says blacks don't lack the ability to break the poverty cycle. Mm. And blacks, they do not lack the resources, the empowerment, the endowment, and the blessing from God, you know, to make it through, you know, and create wealth for themselves and leave a legacy for their children. But also, blacks don't have to lack, you know, because the Bible is filled with scriptures that promises, you know, financial breakthrough. Mm. I mean, I always say from Genesis, you know, we are told that the Bible says, be fruitful, multiply, that you have dominion, you know, and just increase. And then in the book of Revelation, the Bible tells us that Christ was slain so that we can receive blessings and wealth. So as a black person, you don't have to lack. So the inspiration behind this book was actually for the pain that I have for black people, when I see them at the street corners lacking, when I see them just, you know, in situations which I know is not the best for them according to the design of heaven, you know. So that's what Black Don't Lack book is about. Yeah.
So it's not it's as much as it speaks of a certain color, it's not to say there's anybody that should lack, but it's a question of who's always been associated with, and they need to regain that power.
Definitely. I think they are comfortable because it's been a generational thing, you know. Mm. And like I said, others will even quote the Bible and find the reason to stay in a curse of poverty, you know. And rightfully so, poverty is a curse, you know, because you see that in Deuteronomy 28 and 26, you know. Yeah. Poverty, the Bible says, if we adhere to the commandments of the Lord, we shall be blessed going in and blessed going out, according to Deuteronomy chapter 28. Mm. I can quote scriptures over scriptures that refuses lack over people, you know, whatever color of your skin, because it goes for anybody, whatever race, whatever color, you know, to say you don't have to lack as a child of God. And that's what we are driving to say lack has nothing to do with humility. Lack has nothing to do with holiness. Lack is just the devil's way of frustrating us from propagating the gospel. Lack is just something from the devil to limit us from making an impact in the world, you know. If we had the resources, we'll be doing mighty things for God, you know. If we had the resources, we'll be preaching the gospel throughout the whole world as Christ intended us to. But our limitation comes from lack. And the book says, no. Let's break free and let's do the order. Because the book says, occupy till I come. Another version says, do business till I come. And the business has to be profitable for it to continue. And that's what the gospel is supposed to be. You know, not profitable in terms of financial, so that we can have the money as the pastors, but have enough resources to touch. Because without provision, the vision does suffer, you know. So the book's next on is basically you on that, to say we need to come out of this and be more impactful to our communities and to our society. And for us to do that, we'll need the finances, and we point to the scriptures, the fact that God wants us to be rich.
Sure. Oh, man, Charlotte, it's a mouthful, I must say. Now, let's talk, because I do understand it's quite a recent release. Should we be expecting any book signings, anything? What's happening with this book?
We lost the book last year in August, and which was a beautiful, beautiful occasion, and we bless God for that. But on the 15th of March, we have started being on the tour for the different books. But on the 15th of March, we're going to be having a breakfast where we're going to be deliberating on this. You know, we've got powerful, powerful speakers. Some of them are just authors themselves of different financial and prosperity books that are going to be coming. We've got people from different spheres of influence for finances are concerned, business people, academics coming, you know. So we're just going to have a beautiful, beautiful time just tackling the book and tackling the topic in its entirety on the 15th of March, a breakfast that we'll be having in Jamestown.
All right.
And we'll be signing the books there.
So how does one become part of the event? Is there a registration process? Also, if you can just share social media details or contact.
Yes, people can WhatsApp me. We're busy flighting flyers right now. I'm trusting that people are going to be getting them, you know, because we are going through electronic way, and we are requesting like assistance with radio stations as well. But also people can inbox me on my WhatsApp. 072-303-7298, 072-303-7298, or they can DM me from my Facebook, which is Charlotte Mstidi Van Staden, Mstidi being my maiden name, Charlotte Mstidi Van Staden. They can DM me for more information. And then also we've got our Facebook page, In Christ, they can DM me there. And then they can get more information. But yeah, it's better on WhatsApp.
Yeah. Charlotte, thank you so much for your time. It was really great having a chat with you. You are definitely a powerhouse. I must give you that much.
Wow. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Oh, man.
Thank you.
Oh, man. God bless then, and all the best for the launch.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Looking forward to seeing the listeners be. Thank you.
Give your faith wings. Explore life with 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Prayer, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life Explained.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882, and OpenView 607. Also follow us on our social media, download our app, and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.